Wednesday evening, Ode 7. In Babylon, those servants did not cringe at the furnace fire, but when cast into the midst of the flames, they were refreshed and sang the hymn, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers. Glory to you, our God, glory to you." Nodding his head was Judas, premeditating, setting evils in motion, looking for an opportunity to betray the judge, to be convicted, though he is Lord of all and God of our fathers. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I tell you, my friends, said Christ to the disciples, one of you will betray me. Forgetting their gladness, they were gripped by anguish and sorrow. Tell us, who is it, they said, O God of our fathers. Both now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. For him who in his presumption has dipped his hand in the dish with me, it would have been better if he had never been born at all. Thus was he identified by the God of our fathers. In Babylon, those servants did not cringe at the furnace fire, but when cast into the midst of the flames, they were refreshed and sang the hymn, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers."